Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation long, with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great Thanksgiving weekend.
As those
leftovers just get better and better.
They do.
They really do.
That's one of those meals you look forward to, the leftovers.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're going to talk about what's left over in 2022 and maybe look ahead through the holidays. Such a great time to be outdoors and spend time with family.
Indeed.
Pass on the tradition to the youngsters, or maybe just a newbie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of options, and Harold and I are going to cover that both on the hunting scene and touch a little bit on fishing. Plus, we've got some news that is going to be headed your way. Yeah. I think you've got some stuff nationally, don't you?
I usually have something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we'll figure what that out is.
So y'all, I'm going to go on Facebook on the break and find something.
Oh, well, there's a reliable source. So, listen, y'all stick around. As you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide. All because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And part of the plans, we mentioned we're going to touch on fishing. The ever-popular, can't tell you how many years now that they've been doing this, but Texas Parks and Wildlife's annual rainbow trout stocking in water bodies across the state, includes the Guadalupe River, community lakes, things of that nature. Great opportunity to get you a can of corn and small little hooks and a little Zebco 33.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You know, and go out and catch you some rainbow trout.
I go the cane pole thing again.
Hey, I mean, that works too.
You know, and that bobber, and it really does work.
Yeah. It started this Wednesday of this week and will run through March 3rd. And you can get more information on the periodic and regular stockings at tpwd.texas.gov.
I'm thinking right now it's probably a carbon fiber pole. You know, it probably is.
It's just the latest of the composites.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Anyway, news thing, something I want to bring up because this is by way of warning, okay? A new study shows that the Thanksgiving holiday is the most dangerous time to drive, especially in Texas. The study by car insurance savings app Jerry ranks the Thanksgiving holiday period as the deadliest major holiday for American drivers, with 6% more fatal crashes than Labor Day, the second deadliest, and 43% more than Christmas, which is the least deadly holiday. Study also found that Texas is the deadliest state. 749 traffic-related deaths during the Thanksgiving holiday week, beating California by 10 to rank the highest in the U.S. Examined data from the National Highway Traffic Administration 2006 through 2020 to come up with these numbers. So that's why we always got to say, be safe out there.
Was it attributed to any reason? Was it?
I think probably just stupidity. I mean, no.
Of course, this time of year, we know that white-tailed deer are rutting, and with our over 4 million, you know, there's a lot of
deer out there
that are hit,
and that maybe you get all high on that tropa. What is that stuff you get from the turkeys?
Tryptophan.
Our research department over here. Yeah.
The what?
That's what makes you go to sleep.
Yeah, that's the sleepiness. Tryptophan.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
See, folks, when you tune in, you learn something new.
Learn something. That's right. Okay.
All right, talk about being safe.
Yes.
All right, this is coming. We've been talking about it in Texas Outdoors Journal in the October issue when we do the annual hunt forecast about black bear sightings.
Right.
Okay?
Don't shoot them.
Parks and Wildlife has now come out saying practice bear safety this fall.
Right.
Okay? Which basically in the west and southwest area and up in the northeast, coming out of the Ozarks, all right, and Oklahoma, bears are coming back to their old home range.
Right.
They were indigenous to Texas.
But so I don't know what the attitude on these new ones are, but I mean, I learned a long time ago in Alaska, you can possibly survive a brown bear attack by, you know, rolling down, covering up, stuff like that, because you're an irritant to them usually is when it happens, you know, like a sow with cubs or something. But if a black bear comes after you, he's going to eat you. You do everything you can against a black bear.
Did you ever go face to face with a bear in Alaska?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
More than once.
Did he call you boo-boo?
Mm-hmm. No, he didn't.
Okay.
No, he didn't.
All right.
He said, ouch. Anyway.
The reason for the alert is the need to have bear-proof trash containers.
Correct, yeah.
No, but I mean, here in Texas, that's something that we have not dealt with in the past,
right.
You know. What else you got?
Well, tell you what, yeah, automotive thing. We recently had the SEMA show in Las Vegas. That's a specialty equipment manufacturers show, everything from tires to fuzzy dice. And they voted their top trend-setting vehicles. The Dodge Challenger was voted Car of the Year. Jeep vehicles took two awards, with the Wrangler as 4x4 SUV of the Year and the Gladiator is mid-size truck of the year, and Ram earned full-size truck of the year also. It's a great deal for that company this year.
Was this a full complement of all automakers,
yes.
or does
yes.
it have an asterisk beside it?
No. No, full complement.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, congratulations to the winners.
There you go.
Starting on Thanksgiving Day and running through this Sunday is the special antlerless season in 13 counties, and if basically the Colorado Austin, that area west of Houston, southeast of Austin, and east of San Antonio.
How do I find that out?
TPWD.texas.gov.
Ah, okay.
30 years, I've told you that.
I'm still trying to figure out which one is the any key.
Right. But anyway, you need to report it on my Texas Hunt Harvest webpage or the My Texas Hunt Harvest mobile app. It's the only way that we can keep up and have a really good statistical information on harvest and the benefits of removing those extra mouths from the rangeland.
Okay.
Particularly in a year like this with the drought.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. We've got the outdoor report. And we're going to find out if Harold's been electric or fuel right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
This portion of Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays of the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. And you need to go to their website.
Okay.
ThirdCoastThermal.com. They are scrambling, trying to keep it updated. But with all the manufacturers coming up with new products, mm-hmm. availability of products, reduction in prices during, you know, this time of year.
Correct.
Got all sorts of information that's available there. And then you give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574. Visit with Clifford or David.
They'll hold your hand and walk you through it.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's going to help you not only with your what your budget is, but the caliber of firearm, the type of hunting, uh-huh. ballistics, things of this nature.
Right.
And then you can go out and have some fun at night.
Oh, and it is. It's a whole new world.
Absolutely. What's going on?
All right, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday is rated as fair. This Sunday and Monday are both good days. Tuesday and Wednesday are our two best days of the week. Thursday and Friday are two more good ones. Saturday and next Sunday slip to fair. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early afternoon until the early evening hours around sunset. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will see a major time shift, with game beginning to actively feed from well before sunrise, continue to forage until mid-morning. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from either side of sunrise, continues until either side of the noon hour. On Wednesday, November the 30th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this Saturday through Wednesday is a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Thursday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, a trio of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low.
Staying on the coast, we are in that time of year when the key pattern is wind and wind shift.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When the north wind blows, tide drops out, and your back lakes and marsh areas basically are drained. All that bait dumped into the main bays. Game fish are opportunistic feeders, and they'll set up accordingly. You set up in those areas on a flooding tide, back in the coves, on a ebbing tide when it's falling, outside that, and you're going to catch some fish. We're also looking at the forecast and this cool weather that we've had. Going to come to the end over the next week to 10 days where we're going to have temperatures back in the lower 70s, maybe upper 60s along the coast. But it will be warming up. The other ingredient is watching for areas that are closer to even deeper water. So when it does get cold again, fish will drop off in that deep water. Upper coast from Lake Calcasieu in southwest Louisiana, Sabine, Galveston Bay complex, down to East Matagorda. Great fishing has been taking place. Mid-coast area, back lakes, we've mentioned that. And then on the lower coast, one of my all-time favorite places to fish, Brownsville Ship Channel.
Oh, okay.
I mean, just a variety, deep water. Florida does not have the corner on snook fishing. Mm-hmm. We're talking about some big common snook in the Brownsville Ship Channel. Water is crystal clear this time of year. Some great fishing. And don't forget, out to 9 nautical miles, you've got red snapper in our state waters.
Very good.
What's going on in our lakes?
Well, let's head to East Texas, Conroe. Still catching good numbers of eater-sized catfish on catfish bubblegum. Catfish are anywhere from 8 to 30 feet of water. Crappie are in and near structure in 13 to 23 feet of water, with minnows outperforming jigs. The fish have been more active after the cooler weather. Nacogdoches. Fish continue to feed more throughout the day due to the cooling water temperatures. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs on brush and standing timber. Big Sam Rayburn bass are biting crankbaits, spinnerbaits, jigs, and shallow points, backs of creeks, ledges. Carolina rigs and cranks are working. Crappie continue to migrate from brush to the creeks in 12 to 14 feet of water, hanging out on brush and timber in 27 feet. Bass drop. Bass fishing is good, throwing top waters in square bill or shallow crankbaits and wake baits around the grass lines in 5 to 10 feet of water early in the morning. Belton, excellent fall fishing for white bass. Going to continue until the surface temperature hits around 58 to 60 degrees. A large surge of seagulls arrived, that latest cold front, so watch for those birds and they'll help point the way to the fish for you. Fayette, bass are good on points and along dam rocks with various shad color crankbaits and plastics. Limestone, crappie are on brush and standing timber in 10 to 20 feet of water, biting minnows. Largemouth bass are in 2 to 7 feet of water on docks, rocks, stumps, using chatterbaits and rattle traps. Palestine, bass are good between and out in front of boathouses using shimmy shakers. Small crankbaits and small worms are on points with the Carolina rig. Tawakoni, water temperatures have dropped to the 70-degree mark. Eggs are starting to develop in white bass and stripers, and they are feeding more often and more aggressively. These fish have been good under seagulls using swim baits on cloudy, windy days. Texoma, striped bass are good under birds from 20 to 60 feet of water all over the lake on slabs and swim baits. Largemouth and smallmouth bass fishing is great on live shad along the south end of the lake, on the boulders and the gravel bars.
Heading to South Texas, out Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir continues to come up. That impound's picked up about 29 feet of water. I mean, it is just absolutely phenomenal. A lot of flooded vegetation, so that's one pattern. Bass are holding around that brush using and being caught on shad, colored baits, and Texas rig plastics in watermelon and pumpkin seed. Choke Canyon, it's a crappie bite in 12 to 16 feet of water on brush piles and standing timber. Corpus Christi Lake, catfish are good in 10 to 15 feet of water on cut perch and soap baits. Falcon, if Amistad's going up, you know Falcon's going up as well.
Yeah.
Catfish are good in 10 to 12 feet of water at the mouth of creek channels with shrimp and stink bait. Crappie are good on vertical timber and man-made brush piles. Coleman, hybrid stripers there all over the lake in schools, catching them on rattle traps and slabs. And for those that want to see what it's like to fish for fish from that's a northern species.
Yes.
Go to the Panhandle and fish Lake Meredith. That's where the walleye are good on artificial minnows and crawlers in 30 feet of water under bait balls.
Okay, heading to the Hill Country. Canyon, bass have been shallow, hitting chatterbaits and spinnerbaits. However, fish are moving to deeper brush piles and rock piles as the water temperature declines. They're biting on drop shots. LBJ, catfish are excellent with punch bait in 20 to 25 feet of water. Crappie continued to be good with chartreuse jigs in 16 to 22 feet of water. Travis, bass are biting well on the lake with, both deep and shallow. Small crankbaits are good around shallow cover. Spinnerbaits around stained water are producing. Jerkbaits, they're going to start to shine as the water continues to fall in the temperature.
All right, on the hunting scene this Sunday, the first split of the regular duck season in the South Zone will close. It will reopen next Saturday, December 3rd, and run through January 29. January 29 is the magic date for waterfowl season to shut down prior to the late conservation season that will open for snow geese, okay? In the North Zone, the dusky duck season will open. Mule deer season is underway and will run through next Sunday, December 4, in the 40 Panhandle counties. You whitetail hunters, listen up. By regulation, the North Zone whitetail season closes the first Sunday of January every year.
Right.
This year, January 1st is on a Sunday.
Okay.
So it's actually the shortest number of days that we have.
Hmm.
But that's for the whitetail deer season in North Texas, Rio Grande whitetail deer season. South Texas deer season will continue through the 15th. Let me see. There's a bunch of other stuff. If you don't have the Texas Parks and Wildlife mobile app,
right.
Shame on you. I mean, it's right there, and it gives you all the regulations and the dates. Okay, now let's move to this.
Let's.
On, off, electric, or fuel?
On and off and fuel.
Really?
Yay,
hey,
good day for you.
All right.
Yeah, the 2023 Mazda CX-50, zippy, sporty. It's a small crossover, but it's very, very capable, and I don't know where it says small. It looks like what used to be called a midsize car. It's got a 2.5-liter twin-scroll turbo. It also has a premium plus package on the one I had. Ingot blue metallic on the outside, black and brown two-tone interior. Made it to their SkyActiv drive system. 227 horsepower, but the thing really is zippy. And Mazda has come a long way. They continue to make these things better, more capable, better looking. And, you know, all the extra stuff you want. Wayne sensing. Here, call Wayne. Rain sensing windshield wipers, which are kind of handy. Auto power folding side mirrors. Six passenger seating. Leather trim seats. Power driver seat with lumbar. I mean, all those goodies. Certainly a suite of security features, which most of the vehicles are doing right now. Extra goodies. Power panoramic sunroof. LED headlights. 10.5-inch color center display. Active driving display, dual zone climate air conditioning. The safety equipment, as we mentioned, ABS, advanced dual front airbags, front side impact, more. Some of the extra goodies this thing had was heated rear seats and front, which is comfy. The 360-degree view monitor, which I'm still trying to figure out how they do that. Traffic jam assist, blind spot prevention, and more. Working at 23 miles per gallon in the city, 29 on the highway. Package nicely equipped is at 42, loaded with the extra goodies, including their active driving display, comes in at 43,576. Neat looking vehicle. They've done a great job on this. Again, it's the 2023 Mazda CX-50 Premium Plus.
Do we know the towing capacity on that vehicle?
Well, it's decent. I mean, 310 pound-feet of torque, but I didn't write that down.
Oh, okay.
I can call our vast unpaid research department and see if we can find it out.
You're putting too much pressure on them. All right, we're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to talk about some hunting opportunities through the holidays, along with a little fishing. So y'all come back with us.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3-for-$49 Christmas special. That's any combination of 3 subscriptions or 3 years at just $49. Give 3 friends each a 1-year subscription. It's just $49. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions, just $49. Or sign up or renew for 3 years for just $49. To subscribe, call 713-957-3997 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. That's TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, we've already gone through our first wet cold snap.
Mm-hmm.
That stresses our white-tailed deer.
Right.
It also, with the rut, stresses the bucks. We know they're going to lose about 25% of their body weight.
Right.
You need to have Fortified Cottonseed out as a free choice. And based on reports from all the ranchers that are using it, some of the most prestigious names in the business, there's better than a 2-to-1 savings over a regimen of protein.
And raccoons and pigs don't come to the buffet.
You really like that.
I like that. You bet.
Go to their website to see their video that further expands on their story, fortifiedcottonseed.com. Then give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. If you're looking for large quantities, they will deliver that. Or stop by your local tractor supply. All right, hunting seasons are upon us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Thanksgiving, you look ahead, you know it's a long holiday.
Right.
And hopefully while you're listening to us, you're out, you know, doing something or at the lease or going to listen to it on Stitcher, you know, one of our network platforms.
Right.
Just plenty to do. We've already mentioned some of the important dates. One of them is that the whitetail season is going to be short. It's going to end in the north zone on November 1, but there's some opportunities to get the kids out and get them involved. Let's start with the beginning, where many of us started.
Sure.
Daisy Red Rider.
Absolutely.
And you and I have both done this, and you put it into words. We were kicking around years ago about some great targets to use for Daisy Red Riders or pellet guns.
Mm-hmm.
Take it.
Well, you know, the clay pigeons.
Yeah.
Well, thing is, with kids, and the way my dad taught me, I was very fortunate, you too, there has to be something happening.
Right.
It's got to be show them cause and effect. They've got to hit something.
Sure.
And see what happens. And they start getting that gratification factor in there, and the enjoyment goes higher and higher. And it's sort of like our slogan when I used to do the cowboy action shooting, no target too big or too close.
Right.
But that's the way you start off. And of course, eye protection, because you're going to shoot your eye out with that Daisy Red Rider if you're not careful, right? But you need to. You know, start off, I don't care if the target's right off the end of the barrel, you know, so they can hit something and then start backing up and teaching them control and sighting and so on. And one of my favorites is actually a box from my friendly neighborhood liquor store. And keep those panels that are inside it to protect the individual bottles.
Sure.
And put a black dot on that box and sit it out there and go for it, because it's not going to penetrate through the box.
Right.
But you still need eye protection, because not necessarily it's going to bounce off the box, but if you miss and hit the fence, it may bounce back at you.
So good training for bigger calibers as they move up.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, one of my best training aids, and I think they still make them. I've got an early military training Red Rider. It wasn't called Red Rider, but it was the Daisy. Mm-hmm. It's got no sights.
Oh, really?
So it's for instinctive.
Okay, just point and shoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, but there's a lot, and they even have a target version that only takes one BB at a time.
Huh.
If you look at their site,
right,
you know, and see the different things that Daisy has.
Going back to the clay targets, I mean, you have the full clay to start. They break it.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's fun is to break it down and, hey, that big piece on
the pieces,
right, you know.
Right.
Then you go start shooting the pieces, and I mean, you make it a game. It's entertainment, practice aim small, miss small, you know.
Correct. That, and when you've got idea. Space, though, there's just nothing more fun than a 22 and a 10 can. But you've got to have space. You've got to be careful what's up. Behind it and that kind of thing. But when you do that, our game was always, you know, you start at a certain range and keep knocking the can further
right.
and keep shooting it. You know?
Let's go from the 22 because many of them were tubular. Mm-hmm. One of the great things is to start with a single shot.
Absolutely.
Okay, single shot. Even if it's tubular, true with shotguns, mm-hmm. whether it's a 410 or a 20 gauge, if it's a semi-automatic, just because you can load more. Mm-mm. When Billy started hunting
right.
and we took him out, number one, you as the mentor focus on being the safety net.
Right.
The other is let them load one shell and one shell only mm-hmm. until they prove they're not going to swing or they're going to get really excited yeah. and do something unsafe.
That's called the Barney Fife method.
Really? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Sheriff Andy only let him carry one bullet in his pocket. But yeah, it is. And like I say, safety, safety, safety. We still have – it's getting better out there, friends. But the biggest instance of people getting shot is swinging on birds.
Yeah.
You know, and not knowing where the other guy
Establish
is.
Establish your safe zone of fire.
Oh, boy, you've got to. You've got those firearm safety rules. You know, you got to be sure your targets. You got to be sure what's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the fact that my daughter, even, I mean, very, very young, and I go, Gigi, what's the first rule of firearm safety? He's go, Daddy, all guns are always loaded.
You bet.
And I went, and why is that? She says, because they're not any good if they're not loaded.
Very good. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation, giving you more hunting options through the holidays right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we have a personal approach that sets us apart from traditional lenders.
My name is Hannah Whitaker, and I'm Marketing and Operations Specialist for Capital Farm Credit. I just want to be there for our farmers and help them out because I grew up with it. I understand how busy they are, and the last thing I want to do is interrupt their busy schedule to sign a few papers. Once you become a member here at Capital Farm Credit, we go above and beyond to welcome you into our family.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
The Dallas Safari Club Convention and Sporting Expo makes possible important work for wildlife and wild places all over the globe. Your ticket to the DSC Convention will ensure that future generations understand and enjoy the outdoors and that you will continue to enjoy hunting, fishing, trapping, and shooting. I'm Corey Mason with DSC, inviting you to Dallas January 5th through the 8th. Details are at biggame.org.
We continue our conversation on hunting through the holidays, and I've got my smartphone,
mm-hmm.
and I have the TPWD mobile app.
Okay.
And looking at what I think is a great opportunity for some unpressured hunting. September 1, everybody's looking forward to hunting season's opening.
Right.
Dove season's the first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's a lot of competition, particularly for the public land on the $48 annual hunting permit.
What a value that is.
All right. It is. It is. And that value continues until we renew our license, you know, next year in August. The second split of the morning dove season, or the dove season because it includes white wing, opens statewide, north zone, central zone, south zone on December 17th. The only difference is the number of days. The north zone will continue through January 1. Central zone continues through January 15. Mm. South zone continues through January 22nd. And let me tell you, as I've mentioned many times, I married into a ranching family. We had a place to go. But my late wife and I, we used to always buy a $48 annual hunting permit. Number one, gives us a place to go anything from 20 to 40 acres to hunt dove up to tens of thousands of acres out west, all right? See a different part of Texas. Shooting, you go, well, I live in a condo or a townhome or in a subdivision. They don't allow shooting. $48 annual hunting permit allows you to go on the property to hunt, but also set up a target and shoot, okay? Gives you an opportunity to get out and do some things, which is absolutely phenomenal. Did you do much waterfowl hunting?
Not a bunch, but I mean, certainly some.
Okay. Well,
you know,
I mean,
enjoy it thoroughly.
There's so many opportunities, you
well,
know.
Especially when it got better. You know, I mean, I started off being, you know, hip deep in mud on the Katy Prairie, and then you spoiled me, you know, get me over to Hackberry,
right,
where you could go hunting in your jammies.
Right.
Right. Because the way they had everything set up. So it varies, but it's really good.
Well, let me tell you, on that $48 annual hunting permit, Texas has got some phenomenal hunting along the coast, from the McFadden Wildlife Area, you know, on the upper coast, all right, the way down to the lower Laguna Madre, the middle and lower coast. 85% of the redhead population winters there. And those are some beautiful,
oh, yes,
beautiful
they are.
Mounts.
Yes, they are.
But there's plenty of outfitters. Our friend at Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, great opportunity. I saw a group this week that harvested like 7 different species.
Oh, my.
Amongst the group of 3 hunters, you know, and that were hunting with Reuben Garza down there. So,
yes, and it does help to have a guy that knows those points and things as far as how many you can get.
Call scouting.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
That's
that
true.
Too.
That's true,
right,
for anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your first deer was a doe?
A doe, absolutely. My Uncle Arch's ranch in Mason.
Let me tell you, what a great opportunity. People becoming more and more conscious of rangeland management, taking those deer early.
Right.
And I know with my son, he was 3 years old, in the upcoming December issue, I did a piece on introducing he and his sister to the outdoors. And 3 years old, ask him if he wanted to go hunt. Yeah, he wasn't talking much, you know.
Right.
I didn't think.
Okay.
So we go out, and I said, "There's a doe. I'm going to shoot it. Plug your ears." He plugs his ears, and with my .30-06, the doe drops in her tracks, and I hear this little voice go, "Nice shot, Dan."
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It was just absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
Pull up to the doe, and I said, "Hey, I've got to field dress the doe, Billy. Do you want to stay in the Bronco, or you want to get out?" Reaching, he's getting out.
Yeah,
open her up, tip her belly over, and the entrails start rolling out.
Right,
and he goes, "Ooh, worms!" We had a anatomy lesson
there. We
right
go.
There.
All know? Right. Yeah,
these are all opportunities to introduce kids to the outdoors, and so from waterfowl, plenty of places on your own or with a guide. On the places you can go hunt doe. There's a bunch of outfitters out there that those doe tags or the ability to meet their harvest quota go wanting. Call them and go, "Hey, I've got a youngster.
Yep.
Opportunity for us to get a deal on a doe and get some meat for the freezer." So lots of fun.
Well, and make use of all of that. I mean, I had somebody at my place who's going to go kill a pig tonight or something, but I don't want to mess with this. I'm just going to let it lay on the ground. I said, "No, you're not." You know, no, we're not going to drop anything that we're not going to process.
Sure.
Well, I thought you wanted to get rid of the pigs. Once you got pigs, you ain't going to get rid of them.
Right.
Basically, that's it. But I said, no.
Right.
No. We're going to process it or give it to Hunters for Hungry or something like that, but make use of that meat.
Glad you mentioned Hunters for the Hungry.
Yes.
Another way that hunters can give back. And
hundreds of thousands of pounds a year to people that need that meat.
And that's the generic name. There are plenty of food pantries in communities all across the Lone Star State.
Thrilled to get it.
Oh, without question.
And also with excess waterfowl, your deer, your pigs. I mean, there's plenty of sources, and these people will love the meat that you can provide them with.
Our buddy Herman Meyer at Midway Market in Katy, Texas, breast out a bunch of geese and make some phenomenal goose sausage.
Ah, yes.
You know, just blending that. There's some other opportunities for these kids that are moving up in age and experience. And I don't know how it was with you, with your kids, but it came a point where I wasn't the leader. I took a step back.
Right.
And it was nice to see, you know, the kids start to shine and put it all together and make the decisions themselves. And it gives you something to communicate. And folks, let me tell you, there will become a time when you're not as smart as you once were,
right?
At least to the kids, okay?
And then there'll come a time later on where they realize you were actually smarter than they thought you were. One thing also, though, about teaching, because if you're in a situation with your kid, whether you're teaching him hunting, shooting, fishing, whatever, and there starts to be a frustration factor, mm-hmm. you might want to back off, see if Uncle Bill can come over and do some training, or if you can get him with an instructor at a range or something like that. Because sometimes the kids want to make you happy so much that it kind of makes a problem in learning.
Sure. Well, and to finish kind of the thought that I started with mm-hmm. about not being as smart as you thought you were.
Right.
When that day-to-day tension just builds up, mm-hmm. hey, let's go hunt.
Yeah.
Go out there and just sitting quietly.
Or just go
together.
Let's go out and blow up something. get the Tannerite and go to town.
you go out and you sit there.
Yeah.
And then you're talking and you go, hey, look at this. Mm-hmm. And over the course of time
right.
at that moment, conversation will come up. You're not talking about anything under pressure. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, hey, Dad, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
You know, right. or, you know, this happened. And it comes out and it just is an entree to maybe dealing with situations yeah. that are
and
a
make
bit
sure you
more
get,
difficult.
Get them some kiddie binoculars. So you can all sit out there in the morning and watch nature wake up.
When they start out, but yeah. then let me tell you what, when you introduce them,
yeah.
it's kind of like when you introduce your wife or mm-hmm. girlfriend to right. it, you know, sooner or later they're going to go, what are you using?
Yeah.
you know, and they're going to want the really good stuff.
It's like, Dad, this Bushnell's nice, but I want that Zeiss. I want that Zeiss over there.
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there's we get the opportunity to test a variety of firearms mm-hmm. For manufacturers.
Right.
And sometimes we don't send them back because we fall in love with them,
yes.
you know, and we buy them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
That's
right.
how we go from one gun safe to, to several.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
With that, that's also a fun diversion for kids.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you've given the youngsters their first or whatever, or you've talked, or they go, you know, I really like that lever action.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And what caliber was that?
Uh-huh.
Or maybe it's a pistol, getting into pistol hunting.
Correct.
The progression is absolutely limitless.
Well, my thing, I'm going to interject too, though, because the way I learned, and they're still available, I'm an absolute great believer of when you step up to a real firearm, a single shot 22 with an exposed hammer or plunger you pull back, you
right.
know it's cocked.
Sure.
Same thing with a pistol. You got the wonderful Rugers, the single actions,
mm-hmm.
but you know it's cocked because you got to pull the hammer back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was lucky with a high standard HD military, again, an automatic pistol, but with an exposed hammer.
Okay.
And that's that extra safety factor. There's no doubt the fact that that thing's cocked.
And don't you, as an observer watching someone handling a firearm,
mm-hmm.
good friend of mine, experienced hunter.
All right.
We were in his gun room, and we were reloading some shells,
uh-huh.
and he was showing me a new 45 ACP, and pulled the magazine,
uh-huh.
you know, opened it, or thought he had opened it.
Oh.
And before he started to hand it to me, and I said, check that gun again.
Right. Oh, sure.
And it ejected a shell.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, I'm watching, I'm observing, but with your best friend, oh, we've been hunting for years, he's really
mm-hmm.
safe.
Mm-hmm.
That's how accidents happen, okay?
Yes.
And you instill that, that you never assume, you know.
And you always keep it pointed somewhere safely.
Right.
No matter
right.
what you think it is. And I've always had the habit, and several of my friends do, that we deal with, you know, reloading and messing around. And here it is, and the guy racks the slide and drops it back down and goes high and gives it to me, and I rack the slide again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just can't be too safe.
Speaking of safety, again, whether it's hunting with your best buds that you've hunted with for years
uh-huh.
or bringing youngsters, just take a moment as you're headed to the field
mm-hmm.
and go over, just a reminder, we mentioned safe zone of fire.
Correct.
They're in a bird one worth shooting another hunter, your bird dog,
mm-hmm.
Anything like that. Just, you know, just a reminder.
And don't load it in the house. I mean, you mean put them in a magazine or whatever, but you don't rack around in, no matter what firearm you're using, in the house, and you don't even do that until you get to where you're going to hunt or get to your stand.
You know, there's you can't be too safe. All right, let's drop back to getting kids started. And if they feel like they're apart, they're going hunting. Mm-hmm. Okay, it may be a camo cap.
Right.
Okay, but hey, I got a cap like dad's or mom's. Yep. You know.
Right.
Maybe it is a small size backpack.
Huh?
That they can put a bottle of water, some snacks.
Right.
Really nothing, a flashlight, okay? But really nothing hunting paraphernalia, but they get to wear a pack.
Yeah.
Just like their parent or uncle or whomever. Mm-hmm. Going to the stand, and if they're going and you're sitting out there and you're looking and they've got their binoculars.
Right.
Again, lower magnification works
absolutely.
Better.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, not the 10s, but get down to a 7 or an 8 right. by. Sitting there, initiate. Hey, you hungry? I'm a little hungry. What kind of snacks you got in your,
yeah.
you know?
Right.
It just breaks the monotony. Something else, flashcards
uh-huh.
of wildlife.
Right.
Identifying. Same thing with birds, okay? They're sitting there. Maybe it's just a grackle, you know,
yeah.
that
well,
flies.
It's the same thing with fish. I mean, that's yeah. always been your big area, but the point is it goes over to that also.
Sure.
There's still safety. You ever been hooked, Bill?
yeah. And before we run out of time, yeah. you mentioned fishing.
Yeah.
There are plenty of opportunities on the other side of the outdoor spectrum on mm-hmm. fishing. Our redfish, very, very cold tolerant, much more so than the speckled trout. And on those warm days, as we mentioned on the flats, great opportunity to get out and do some fishing there. Along the beachfront, you've got whiting and something that maybe a lot of people, well, I'm going to show my age mm-hmm. because this was passed on to my dad.
Oh, okay.
But the old Houston Club downtown.
Right.
This is back in the late 40s and early 50s. Oh. Dad told me that businessmen would go to the Houston Club on Fridays mm-hmm. to have the whiting fish fry.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good little fish. Sand trout are good. They don't freeze well, so cook them while they're fresh.
Right.
Okay. There's a lot to do during the holidays, and it really will not only encourage your kids, but it's going to reward you with memories that you
well,
just can't imagine.
Well, also teaching them, whether it's deer or whether it's a flounder, how to cook. Let them be part of that cooking and preparation
yeah,
aspect of it.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because that's why we're doing this. Because we're going to eat them.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've still got more of Texas Outdoor News headed your way.
Hello. I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my 4 kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12. And there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Here we go. Okay, on November the 19th, Mid-South.
No, 29th.
Oh, I'm sorry. November 29th. I'm glad you're looking over my shoulder. Mid-South, Nederland, Port Neches, Port Arthur, Chapter Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Port Arthur. Go to ducks.org for tickets and information. December 3rd, the 34th annual Deer Fest Hunter Appreciation Dinner and Fundraiser in Ozona.
That thing is huge.
In Ozona. My friend Jim Wilson used to be the sheriff there. Oh. Anyway, for information, visit ozona.com/deerfest. You've been to it then, right? You said it's huge.
The guns and raffles and all the dinners and all.
Well, then that means you need to have room for everything you're going to win and take home. So go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
There you go. Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Oh, just in time for Christmas shopping. Remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and much, much more, and kits that include, like, a little bit of everything. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun, and they hold a charge miraculously for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. For our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout add the discount code Texas20. Again, Texas20 to get 20% off and free same-day shipping. Hybridlight.com.
As we wrap up our section on getting the kids and family outdoors, all of the shows, the outdoor shows that are around, Dallas Safari Club, Houston, Hunter's Extravaganza, Houston Fishing Show, etc., take them to these events.
Oh, yeah.
Let them sit in on the seminars. Let them see the names that they're reading about or have seen or heard.
Watch their eyes widen.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's a great learning experience. And you know what? We never are too old to continue to learn.
There you go. And it's great to do it together. All
there
right?
You go.
Remember that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com. We archive shows there so you can replay them over and over again. Also on Stitcher Smart Radio, you can catch our shows on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. That helps build the audience. So remember, be safe out there. Join us next week for Texas Outdoor News.